Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Ottawa at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report here for the end of the month of January. Today is the 31st, and we will now anxiously await the outcome if the groundhog sees his shadow or not. Whether or not this is fact or fiction as to the number of weeks of winter remaining, this week has certainly been an extreme, and I hope that everyone took precautions and have come through the week of this very cold snap without any serious problems. Well, the government is back at work at least until February 15th, and we are very busy here at the FSA office trying to process all of the Market Facilitation Program, or MFP, applications that came in through the fax or mail during the month of January, and also the second half payments for the ones that were previously on file. The final deadline to file an application for the MFP program has been moved back now until February 14, 2019, due to the recent furlough of employees. This is the most important date, as there currently are not any provisions for late filed applications. So if you have been waiting to complete your crop production reports so you can provide your production evidence at the same time, I would suggest that you contact our office so we can assist you to complete the initial part of the application before that February 14th deadline gets here. The production evidence can always be provided to us at a later date. The USDA market assistance loans are still available, and we want to remind producers that these loans for their 2018 crop production for corn and soybeans are available at the FSA offices. Loan rates in Audubon County are $1.84 for corn and $4.93 for soybeans. Loans do mature 9 months after the month the funds are disbursed. So grain sealed in February would carry a November 30, 2019 maturity date. The interest rates are currently not available to you, but it will be someplace in that 3.75 neighborhood. The 2018 Farm Bill, I would just ask that you please hold your questions pertaining to the programs that might be available in the 2018 bill. To date, we have not received very much information, and we do not have many answers. Plus, the folks in Washington, D.C. need to complete the writing of the handbook provisions included in that farm bill. And then the programmers need to develop and test software. And after that, then training must be held from the national level down and get it down here to the county level. And we get it out to you, the farmers, at the local level. So with that said, it will likely be corn planting time before much information begins to surface. But as we do get updates, we will make sure that information becomes available to you. And so keep listening to this program, and we'll provide that to you as we get it. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs or the status of any of your applications, always feel free to visit or contact your FSA office. The FSA office here in Audubon is located one block east of the National Guard Armory at 900 4th Avenue, and our phone number is 563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin bringing you updates and reminders from the Audubon County FSA office. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.